Masechet Sukkah, Perek Hey Mishnah Vav. Yontif Harishon Shachag, Harishon Shloisha Asar Parim, Ve'elim Shnayim, V'sar Echad. On the first day of Sukkot, 13 Parim were brought together with 2 Elim. These were Olos, V'sar Echad, and 1 Sar for Achatos. Now all the Mishmaros came to Yerushalayim for the Yom Tovim, and they all had a right to take part in bringing the Chovet Hayom, the Kabanas that were brought, Lukovet Sukkot. So the animals had to be split up between them. So these 16 korbanos were split up among 16 of the 24 mishmaros. Nishtai Risham Arba Asar Kfasim Lishmona Mishmaros. For the remaining Shmona Mishmaros, they split up among them the 14 kfasim, which were also olos. V'yom Rishon, Shisham Akrivin Shnayin Shnayim. On the first day of Sukkot, 6 of those 8 mishmaros brought 2 kfasim each. V'ashar, and the remaining 2 mishmaros that had not yet brought a korban, Echad Echad, bring 1 keves each. Fishani, for the second day of Sukkot, as on the second day of Sukkot, 1 less korban was brought, at each successive day of Sukkot, there was 1 less par. So after the parim and the elim and the sar were brought, there were still 9 mishmaros that had not yet brought a korban. So among those 9 mishmaros, they split up the 14 kfasim. Chamisha mekrivim shnayin shnayin, 5 of those remaining 9 mishmaros bring 2 kfasim each. That leaves 4 kabasim. V'ashar echad echad, the remaining 4 mishmaros bring 1 keves each. V'shlishi. For the third day of Sukkot, now after the parim and elim and sar were brought, there were now 10 mishmaros that had not yet brought a korban. Arba makrivin shnayin shnayim. 4 of those 10 mishmaros bring 2 kabasim each. V'ashar echad echad, the remaining 6 bring 1 keves each. V'ravi. For the fourth day of Sukkot, Shloisha Makrivin Shnayin Shnayin. Now the split up was, there were now 11 mishmaros that had not yet brought a korban. 3 of those 11 mishmaros bring 2 kvasim. V'ashar Echad Echad, the remaining 8 bring 1 keves each. V'chamishi, for the fifth day of Sukkot. So now there are 12 mishmaros that had not yet brought a korban after the parim, Elam and Sar were brought. Shnayin Makrivin Shnayin Shnayin. 2 of those 12 bring 2 kvasim each. Bashar Echad Echad, the remaining 10 bring the remaining 10 kvasim, b'shishi. For the sixth day of Sukkot, now there were 13 mishmaros that had not yet brought a korban. Echad makrivim shnayim. 1 of those 13 bring 2 kvasim each. Bashar Echad Echad, the remaining 12 bring 1 keves each, b'shvi. Kulam shabin. By the seventh day of Sukkot, now all the mishmaros bring 1 korban each, and after the parim, elim, and sar were brought, there are now 14 mishmaros for the 14 kfasim. Bishmini, chazru lepayis kibaragolim. For Shmini Atzeres, they now brought the korbanos only ayideya payis, as on Shmini Atzeres, it was only par echad, ayo echad, v'shiva kfasim. So now, not all the mishmaros could have a part in bringing these korbanos. So therefore, they brought the korbanos ayidei pious. Amru, misha hikriv, parim hayom, lo yakriv lamachar, elachodin chalila. This is referring to the 7 days of Sukkot. They said those mishmaros that brought parim one day, the next day they didn't bring parim. Instead, they brought kfasim, and they took turns. One day, some of the mishmaros would bring parim, and the next day, those mishmaros would bring kfasim. Masechet Sukkah, Perek Hey, Mishnah Zayin. B'shloisha prakim b'shana hayukar mishmaru shavos be'emure haregolim uvechilak lechem haponim. 3 times a year, which is referring to the 3 regolim, all the mishmaros equally divided in the emure haregolim. The karbanos that the Torah said to bring a regolim emure here is meloshen amira uvechilak lechem haponim. They also equally divided the lechem haponim. As all the mishmaros equally participated in all the karbanos, habos, machmas, achag, for example, the shami chagiga, and the oilos riyah, and the musvei tzibor, and the sirei chatos, and just like they equally participated in bringing those karbanos, they also equally divided the shares that were given to the kohanim, and they also equally divided the lechem haponim during Shabbos that came out on Yontif. As on Shabbos, the lechem haponim was divided up among the kohanim, and the new lechem haponim was put onto the shulchan. Ba'atzeres oimrim loy helech matzah helech chametz. On Shavuos, which came out on Shabbos, the kohanim were told, take matzah and take chametz. They took matzah as they divided the lechem upon him, which was matzah. And they also took a chelek in the shtei alechem, which was brought with the kvasim on Shavuos, which was chametz. Mishmor shezmanu kavua, hu makriv tamidim, nidarim, unidavos, ushar kavanas atzibor. Hu makriv is a kol. The mishmor whose mind came out on Yom Tov, as the mishmaros were divided into 24 mishmaros, each mishmor served for a week. Now the mishmor, which was supposed to serve the week of Yom Tov, so he had the right to bring the tamidim, the nidar and nidavos, and all the kavanas tzibor, which were not brought machmas hachag, including the kayet hamizbeach, which means that when the mizbeach was batel, there were no korbanos, no nedarim and nedavos brought on the mizbeach. They took money from the shirei halishka and they brought olos into the mizbeach. That also was brought by the mishmor whose week was the week of Yom Tov. As all these korbanos, since they were brought shalom achmas achag, they were the exclusive right of the mishmor whose man was that week. Yom Tov asamech l'shabbos, bein milfaneh bein me'achareh. Yom Tov, which came out next to Shabbos, meaning if the first day of Yom Tov came out on Sunday, or if the last day of Yom Tov came out on Erev Shabbos, then the Mishmaros who all came, Achmas Arego, were forced to either come a day early when Yom Tov started on Sunday, or when Yom Tov ended on Erev Shabbos, they were forced to stay for an extra Shabbos. And since they were forced to be there for that extra Shabbos, so therefore, they had the right to split equally in the lechem apanim, just like they split equally in the lechem apanim when Shabbos came out during the Chag.